The Alt Comedy Lounge. Live comedy every Monday night at 9 at the Rivoli, 334 Queen Street, West Toronto. The Alt, where laughter is routine.
How you feeling tonight, Toronto? Are you good? Let me get a little of that. I felt a little bit of that, who the fuck is this guy, when I walked out here. That's fine. That's fine. It's okay. I understand that you don't know who I am. If it makes you feel any better, I have no fucking clue who any of you are either. So we're on the same page. Okay? We're going to have a good time. We literally have some of Toronto's best comics in the back of the room, and they're all primed to get to know you. I'm going to start it off. I am your MC this evening. I'm actually in a terrific mood, not just to be here with you entertaining people, but I actually got some good news recently. I'd like to share it so we can get the show off on the right foot. Okay? Here we go. I bet you didn't think that you could find a sweet pair of jeans at Walmart for $13. Check these results out right here. Take a look at that. Boom. Yeah, $13. Yeah, take a look what's happening to my ass right now, buddy. Right? Don't look at my eyes. Look at my ass. You're making this gay. Let me tighten it up a little bit. What's this? This barely even qualifies as carpet anymore, huh? Right? 13 bones. No jokes. You look upset, buddy. How much did you pay for your fucking pants? Way too much, am I right? Yeah. Right? And I can see the doubters out there. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking he's wearing Spanx under there or something. No. He's probably doing squats all day long. No. No. That's just me and $13 worth of Chinese ingenuity. That's what that is. Yeah. How about a round of applause for Chinese people? Yeah, let's get it going. All right? I think they fucking earned it. You're all wearing their clothes, so get on board. All right, and gentlemen, here's another feature of the jeans. You may not have picked up on this. I am actually fully erect right now. You can't tell. It's hidden in the seam. Have a look, buddy. You're not going to see anything. Okay. Right? And ladies, don't be jealous. They got the ladies' jeans, too. Okay? I don't mean to leave you out by any means. These might be the ladies' jeans, in fact. So, right, I was sort of in a hurry when I bought them. Right, I just think the pockets are suspiciously far apart. Do you know what I'm talking about? Look at those things. Screams a bit of mom jeans. Do you know what I mean? I would check the tag, but I'm afraid I'm going to see the word maternity in there somewhere. The important part is I spent $13, right? Like, look at you, buddy. You're obviously a handsome guy. How much for your pants? Give me a number. $60, right? $37 out the fucking window. No, but I'm high. You know what I mean? The important, do you do cocaine as well? Probably, yeah? Yeah. Money is no object with you, I can tell. You're probably going to have a great time, lady. Hold on to that guy. Okay? I'm not here to shame anyone, though. All right? I'm not here to sell jeans for Walmart, either. That's not my point, right? I just, like, you're young people, you want to look good, right? You want to save a couple bucks, obviously, right? Here's the last thing I'll say, okay? Just try and appreciate what's actually happening in front of your eyes right now, right? What the pants are actually doing, right? If you notice from the front, I'm basically a clean-cut white boy, yeah? But from behind, Nicki Minaj. Take another look, right? Pow, pow. Right? That's a milkshake that'll bring the boys to the yard. That's all I'm saying. Right? That's a Khalees reference, by the way. Right? My neck, my back. Okay. Lick my pussy and my crack. That's what I was looking for. There's no prize, though. Don't worry about it. Tell you something about me. Growing up, kids used to refer to me as the Pillsbury Doughboy. Not because I was fat, but because I used to be baked, right, most of the time. Yeah, also very ticklish, you know, giggled a lot, you know, right? Plus, I was fat. I was lying before. Come on, look at me. Get real. I actually don't like the term fat, though, if I can point that out. I prefer the term overweight. It's not a sensitivity issue. I just feel like overweight seems like I'm exceeding expectations. You know what I mean? It sounds like I'm getting shit done. I like that. Do you know what I mean? Like I came in over quota, right? Like, how's Brian doing these days? Good, good, good. He's overweight. Overweight? Oh, that's fantastic. I remember when he was just fat. That's great news. I'm so happy he's getting his life together. Right? Yeah, you get it, buddy. It's all in the words. Right? Another little fact about me, I am not a father. You are welcome. But I do have the honor of being an uncle. Any aunts or uncles out there? Yeah, just a few of you? Okay. Get on this. I think this whole father-parent thing is overrated. Try the aunt and uncle thing first. It is the best, I will tell you, okay? It's like a rental car. You know what I mean? You just beat the shit out of it, fill it with gas, and just send that asshole home. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to keep it. It's not yours. It's the best. Right? If I could make one complaint, this might come off a little weird. My two nieces, 6 and 3, they happen to be half Filipino, half white. And I feel a little guilty for saying this, but sometimes I wish they looked a little more like me. I know that doesn't sound great, but it would help when the three of us are arguing in a mall, for example. Yeah, like, I take care of these kids sometimes, and occasionally we have arguments about whether or not we're going to the toy store, right? And I already fit the profile of a pedophile, you know what I mean? Like, I'm overweight, I'm white, I got the beard, it's not looking good for me. Especially when I got two kids hanging off my arm, just, I don't want to go with you, I don't want to go with you, let me go, let me go! Just shut up and get in the fucking van! There's comic books and candy spilling out. I can't even begin to explain my erection, you know what I mean? It's comedy! Come on! Come on! You got worried there, and that's okay. I'm sure at this point in the show, you're probably asking yourself, I wonder what Brian's policy on public breastfeeding is. That's a great question, everybody. Cheers for bringing it up, guy. To be honest with you, my opinion on public breastfeeding is exactly the same as my opinion on chewing gum. Don't whip it out unless you brought enough for everybody. Am I right? Am I right? Get it up there, buddy. Get it up there. Pervert. Pervert. Amber Alert. That asshole. The guy on cocaine. Front row. Check him out. I'd sit over here, lady. I would sit with these people. They look safer. I'm kidding. You're the best. Very handsome. All right. I'm not looking for my next joke. I'm just giving you another look at the jeans. Just so, I don't know if you got to see them from all angles. All right. I'm a little concerned by how long you laughed at that. I'll be honest with you. I don't feel pretty right now. You gotta be a little nuts to do this job. I'll be honest with you. I'm about to introduce like a parade of psychos. We're all crazy. I'm not lying to you. You gotta be crazy to do this job, to be honest with you, though. I mean, for example, let's look at what I'm doing, right? I'm speaking in front of an audience, quite literally, the average person's number one fear, right? Above death, right? On top of that, I gotta get laughs out of you, right? And I do it all for Canadian money? That's retarded. That's crazy. Who would choose that for a living, right? Like, if you want to know what kind of mind you need to get into comedy, this is an actual thought that has crossed my mind, and that is, if I were to grow a Hitler mustache on my face, people would be outraged, and rightfully so. Rightfully so, right? However, a woman could take that exact same patch of hair, drop it directly above her vagina, and it's the sexiest thing you've ever seen in your life. Right? Isn't that bizarre? It's just a matter of inches. Inches. That's it. Up here, go fuck yourself. Down here, yeah, yeah, I'll help you with that. Bring it over here. Right? And I almost feel guilty for enjoying it, because every time my eyes see it, my dick immediately heils. Do you know what I mean? Mein Führer! I love you, tiny Klitler. All right. Okay, laugh. Klitler never hurt anybody. Okay. There we go. I don't know what the problem is. It's only taped together. All right, are you ready? I know. Jesus, Brian, come on, pull it together. Well, like I said, I'm not going to waste much of your time, because we honestly have some of the best. Like, we have award-winning comics, guys who have been doing it 20 years. Fucking phenomenal lineup. Are you ready to get it going? Can I get a little love from you? They're very excited. Yes. Okay. Here's all you need to know. Help yourself. Well, we have a beautiful bartender ready to help you. We'd appreciate it if you spend your money in here, because they don't count it if you buy it out there. So fuck those people, all right? Buy your beer in here. Bathroom is straight out that door to your right. So is the ATM. If you have a cell phone, please turn it off. If you have a pager, get a cell phone, right? You look like an idiot. All right. Other than that, we'll take care of everything else. One more time. You want to see your first comic? Can we get a little love for this guy? Yes. Oh, my God. This guy is like 6 foot, 2 inches of awesome. Please welcome my very good friend, Mr. Pat Bircher. Let him hear it, everybody. Pat Bircher.
Oh, young, pretty. Keep it going for Brian Hatt, everybody. I don't know how he knew my height. It's kind of creeping me out, how he knew my height. That's sort of, I don't know who told him it. I feel like I'm being set up for something. Why would he know my height? I never told him my height. Now you all know my height. You know something you don't need. That's like brain space you could have used for something better. And now that's there, and who knows how to get it out. you know? That's why the world's fucked up, because we have too much bullshit in our heads. Right? Because there's no stupid people. I think there's just... because I see the brain as sort of like an apartment building, right? And all your thoughts live in it. And there's only so many rooms, right? And then if you fill it up with sports stats, that's all you got in there. But you filled it up. That's fucking... that means you have the ability to absorb knowledge. You're just absorbing the wrong shit. That's all. So there's not stupid people. They're just learning the wrong shit. And it's not their fault. It's the media's fault. So blame the media. Don't get angry at stupid people on the bus. Get angry at the people that are fueling those stupid people. And that are making you feel like shit because you don't own a pair of sweet Nikes. It's not getting funny yet. Don't worry. This is just a public service announcement. That's all this is. What are you going to do? This is all I got, by the way. This is it. I got this and a 10-year gap on my resume. Right. How the fuck am I supposed to get a job off the back of that? Show up to a job interview, they'll be like, why is there a 10-year gap on your resume? And I'll be like, ah, because I was chasing my dream. But don't worry, it's dead now. But my dream's not dead, but I did have to get a job. I got it through nepotism, which is great, right? When a friend goes, yeah, this guy's good. But I didn't think about it. I just needed money. So I'm like, yeah, just fucking get me a job. That's cool, right? But then I got the job the first day I show up. I'm like, fuck, now both our jobs are on the line. This is fucked up. Right? But then I learned something, which was that if I stay there for 3 months, she makes $50. So I'm quitting the day before the 3 months just to let her know I can't be bought. You know? I don't know. Just fucking around. I'm going to keep the job. I get to eat free food there and stick my dick in other people's food. I'm not telling you where I work. Why has this got a hole in it? Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I'm tired. Is anyone else tired? Don't you hate fucking tired? Tired blows goats. I don't know if tired likes blowing goats. It's not allowed blowing goats anymore. No, but I don't like tired because tired sucks, right? Because it's never there when you want it to be. But it's there, like it follows you all day. It's following me around. And then all of a sudden I get to bed and where the fuck's tired? Like, I'm like, what the fuck? You were here before I brushed my teeth. Where'd you go, tired? And then I wake up the next morning, and there it's tired teabagging me, going, what? Did you miss me? What'd you do while I was away? You know, and you're like, get the fuck off me, tired. Where the fuck were you last night? And tired's like, I was hanging out with loneliness and depression. And you're like, bullshit, they were home with me. Right, guys? Am I right? Because yeah. I don't know. Do you know that the CEO of Starbucks makes almost $10,000 an hour and he still works 60 hours a week? Can't even enjoy the fucking money. Isn't that weird? If I made $10,000 an hour, I'd work 3 hours a year. Fucking moron, you know? It's a greedy bastard. I don't like greedy people. I don't like that guy. I don't like him at all. Because, like, what does extra money get you? It gets you stuff and things, right? Who gives a shit about stuff and things? Because I don't. I don't know if you do, right? But I don't, because I know a fact, which is that stuff and things don't give a shit about us. That's why you got to lock your front door, because all your stuff will leave with whoever walks in there. Doesn't give a fuck about you. It's not like, hey, you friends with Pat? Doesn't care. Like, I got a bike outside. Love my bike. It's great. Ride it around. Beautiful thing. Right? But if someone steals it, my bike's not going to trick them and be like, oh, yeah, I'm with you. And then, poof, streetcar comes, throws them off. And then rides back to me. He's like, yo, let's go down to Dundas and kick the fuck out of that guy that tried to steal me. It's not going to happen. Right? And it sucks because right now I'm worrying about my bike getting stolen. Right? Like, it's like I chained my kid up outside. And that's all I can worry about. Right? And it sucks too because, like, no one ever waits for the bus and someone comes up to you and is like, sorry, all the buses got stolen today. And then you're like, ah, how am I going to go with the cigarettes? But no, I'm too tired for this shit. I needed a nap. Whatever, it's my dream, not yours. Fucking hate my brain when it does shit like that. And brain's a dickhole. Isn't it, though? Don't you hate your brain? Does anyone else hate their brain? Does anyone else think about their brain? And how much of a dick it is and how stupid it is? How you have to do something for 10,000 hours until it gets it? You know that? There's that rule, the 10,000-hour rule, where you have to do something for 10,000 hours before your brain finally goes, oh, that's how you play the piano. You know? Is that done? You just gotta keep hitting it. It's like, just learn it right away. Right? And I hate it because I feel like my brain's kind of like an absentee parent. Like, it drops me off at school, but it forgets to pick me up. You know? Like, I'll recognize someone's face, and my brain will be like, yeah, go ahead. And then I walk over, and I'm like, name? My brain's like, oh, I don't know. Like... Right? And that shit used to always bug me, right? Because I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, oh, that's just the brain. Brain's doing a lot of other shit, right? It's keeping you from shitting yourself right now. It's doing a lot of stuff, keeping the heart going, keeping the lungs going. It's doing all that. So I was like, all right, I'll give it a break. But then I found something out, which is that right before you die, your life flashes before your eyes, right? So not only does your brain remember everything, it waits until you almost don't need anything to go, here's everything! And it's like, I don't even know where my keys are now. This is... I'm dying. Save me. Right? And that's why I drink and do drugs, because it's the only way I can punch my brain in the face. Right? No, and I really hope you enjoyed what you saw. And if you don't, I relish in the fact that right before you die, you're going to have to watch it again. Anyways, thanks a lot. You have a great show ahead of you. Welcome back to the stage, Brian Hatt.
Pat Bercher, let him hear. Pat Bercher right there. He's a funny guy, man.
Funny guy.
If I could just pause for a moment before I bring on your next guest and make a small suggestion. I just noticed there's a lot of young people in the room, and I'm sure you're all doing better than this, but if there is anybody here who happens to work for the wonderful franchise that is McDonald's, I'd like to make a small suggestion as a frequent customer, and that would be try and remember my face after I order, you know, or take my name, okay? Do not shout out my order. That is my request, all right? Yeah, I'm already a little embarrassed as a fat man in your place, you know what I mean? I don't need you informing the 10 strangers behind me that I ordered 3 junior chickens and 4 apple pies at 3:30 in the morning on a fucking Tuesday, okay? That's called McPrivileged information. Check that shit out. All right? Can't get away with that at a pharmacy. You know, you can't be like, Vagisil! Vagisil! Who's got the stinky puss? Let's do this. I got like a billion people to serve. Linda, get over here. I know it's you. Get your fucking ass over here. I can practically smell you. All right. No. She's not here. Don't get so uptight. Ladies and gentlemen, your next guest, not Linda, but she is incredibly funny. Please welcome my friend, Miss Steph Tolev. Let her hear it, everybody. Steph Tolev here for you.
Hey! Is that hot? That's how I pick up guys with that move. It's good, right? Guys like that move, right? I pulled several muscles in my back and my neck right now. It's not good. Doesn't feel good at all. Hi, how are we? Good. I thought I dressed like Paul Bunyan tonight. I thought I was really like, yeah, this is hot. Looking like a man. Just full out, sounding like one, looking like one. Perfect. Great. Perfect start. Love it. Awesome. Oh, this is fun. I get to take a midnight bus after the show tonight. So this might be the last time you see me, is what I'm trying to say. Everybody on those buses has like 78 teardrop tattoos. So this is it for me. Bye, world. That's fun. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself. You just get probably a car, probably. I'm pretty pumped up because I get to be in my first wedding party in a couple weekends, right? Gonna be a groomsman. Didn't see that coming, did ya? Maybe you did. Yeah, 100% you did. But now some of you are like, oh my God, what does she have for real? I'll show you guys on the way out. It's a little peek. Little tiny peek. It'll scare you. It scares me. You can't look at it for a long time. Little mirrors are weird. It's messed up, though, because the woman, the bridesmaid that I'm paired up to walk with, is refusing to walk down the aisle with me. Yeah. Right? Thank you. That's a normal response. Yes, it's fucked up, right? Like, it's not your day, bitch. Shut up. Okay, first of all. So now I've decided to become the creepiest lesbian and ruin her entire day. Right? Like, in the middle of the service, I'm like, hey, psst, yeah. La, 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 la. Just scare the shit out of her. Like, I want to show up in, like, a dusty baseball suit and just drag a bat around all day. Be like, later on, my pussy, your butt, see you soon. I don't know how lesbians have sex. I'm not quite sure. Seems strange if they did it that way. It's scary if they do it, too, for sure. I was up cottaging for a while this summer. Anybody else get to go cottaging? Three of us. Cool. Great. Get out of town a bit more, guys. It stinks in the city. Get out of here. I was up there, and I found out that 29 years old is way too old to go water tubing. You learn that in a weird way. Big time. I drank about 6 Caesars. Also, a lot of sodium. Too many pickles. Not a good drink to have 6 of. Way too weird. Just covered in celery salt. And Ross Campbell, hell of a man, hell of a tube driver, pulls up to the end of the dock, and he's like, you want to go for a tube? I'm like, yeah, Ross, let's do this. And both of Ross's eyes are wonky, I should mention that. They are just all over the place. You don't know where you're... So Ross is just doing circles, and I think it's because of the eyes. I'm not quite sure. But he is just looping around. I'm like, I am holding on for dear life out there. I wipe out, hit the water. I'm like floating in the water. I'm like, this doesn't feel right at all. So Ross pulls up to make sure I'm okay, and he's looking down. And he's like, are you doing okay? I'm like, what? I think so. He's like, no, are you doing all right? And I looked up, and I noticed that both of Ross's eyes had centered straight. Like, something's going on right now. And I looked down, and the impact from the water had moved my life jacket and my bathing suit, and my one tit was just floating in the water. Like, now I know what Ross Campbell likes. Just the one tit. Two would be weird. Just one. That's it. Oh, just one wet tit. It's perfect. I'm at the age where I'm like, I should have kids, I think. Tinder's not working, so once I find my soulmate, I will. But it's weird, like, I feel like kids are like little perverts. I don't want to have one of those, right? Like, I feel like there's like little weirdos just roaming around looking for something to do. Like, I used to work at this camp, and this little girl was so weird. She'd always like come and hug me goodbye. And one day she came in, and her head's like right here. So she hugs me, and she's like, yum, 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 I'm eating your vagina. I'm like, what? No, you're not. And all the kids like, go get her, we're eating your vagina. I'm like, no one's eating anybody's vagina right now. And the parents like, whose vagina? I'm like, it was mine, it was snack time, you're right. Won't be here tomorrow. Shouldn't be around children, for sure. Yeah, super weird. Didn't work there for long. It was a bad time. But, like, I want to have kids because I want to raise them, like, a lot differently than my parents raised me, right? Like, I didn't learn about simple things. Like, did you learn about sex from your parents growing up? Are you sure about that? They made me watch once. I learned a lot. I'm so sorry. That was weird. I didn't learn about, like, I had a sister, so I didn't see my first set of male genitals until I was 14 years old, a little late, and I was at a Highland dancing competition. And it was just a man in a kilt standing above my head on these very clear bleachers, just swinging his bits around. And when you look directly up at a dick and balls, it just looks like 3 balls. There's no dick! I was confused for a very long time. I mean, I learned to juggle fast. But I didn't know what was going on. Like, I remember the first time in high school, I, like, fooled around with a guy. I'm like, let's see what we got cooking. Weird thing, I think, to say to somebody when you're taking off their pants. What's on the back burner? He's like, why are you still going? I'm like, I don't know. But I got his pants. I was like, oh! One of your balls is sick. It's long. It's kind of hard. It's like a big toe without a nail. Put it back. I don't want to see it anymore. I hate it. But, like, my parents were weird. Like, I don't know if any ladies can relate to this at all. It's a super weird thing. But when I was really young growing up, my mom would, like, come in and tuck me in at night. She'd be like, okay, Steph, are you all ready for bed? I'd be like, yeah. I was part Muppet as a child. And she's like, okay, well, you're not wearing any underwear to bed, are you? I'm like, what? What are you talking about? She's like, no. You got to let it air out. You got to let it breathe. Let it breathe? I thought I had a mouth down there for a really long time. Swimming lessons, I'm like, no, can't go in the deep end. Can't hold my breath, sorry. Dinner, I'd be like, piece of macaroni for me. Piece of macaroni for you. Does it chew? It's got lips, guys. It comes out. You can tell your kids that. It was a weird way to learn. Oh, I have to live like this. This is in my mind. It won't go away. One of the weirdest things my parents ever did, like most kids, if you're being bad, your parents are like, oh, you better get to bed or the boogeyman's going to come. But we're like, no, he's not. They're like, yeah, you're right. Somebody else is coming tonight. I'm like, that was fast. The fuck? Like, yeah, the murder man. I'm like, what? Who's the murder man that's going to murder? It's in the title, you idiot. I'm like, what the fuck? He's going to come in and be like, where are they? Sleeping forever. And like, leave? That's terrifying, right? And it was something like my parents would never drop. I'd be like 18 going to a party like, fuck you, mom and dad. Don't touch my Blink-182 posters. They're like, well, if you're not back by midnight, you know who's out there, right? The murder man. I'm like, why does he only want me? There are so many people he can murder. So I would be terrified that I was going to be killed, and I'd be coming home alone, and I'm like, that's it, this is night, I'm going to die. So I don't know if anybody else ever does this, but I made up this walk that I would do, where I thought if the murder man saw me, he'd be grossed out and feel bad and wouldn't want to kill me anymore. So it'd be me, like, all by myself, coming home from a party, like, no one's going to get me, I'm a dumb. Took me hours to get anywhere. Like, looking back now, I'm like, I just made myself a way easier target, right? Some guy's like, God, I'm in the mood to murder right now. Who's that pigeon-toed fool? Almost home, almost home. He's like, is that macaroni coming out of her pants? What's going on right now? Thanks so much, guys. My name's Steph Tolev.
Steph Tolev, what did I tell you? Very funny, yeah? Yeah, exactly. They get it. They get it. Steph was talking about dicks. you look like you've sent out a dick pic. Am I right about that? You have not? No cell phone? She's like, oh, yeah, me too. Right, I got you. I got you. My problem is not like, you know, my point is, you know how hard it is to take a fucking selfie. You know what I mean? Try getting that camera, you know. I got to put it next to like a thimble or a pop can just to get fucking size perspective. It's very difficult to light the thing. Anyways, I have never sent a dick pic. I have photobombed a few, for sure, though, right? Just like, get out of my room. Pay your rent. You know what I mean? Roommates. Hi. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to keep this party rolling. Your next guest is a great host over at XM Radio of a show called Comic Strip. You might actually recognize him. He was a contestant on MasterChef Canada. He's also very funny. Please welcome my good friend, Mr. Ben Miner. Let him hear it. Ben Miner, everybody.
For Brian, how are we? Yeah, I was on that show. I was on a cooking show, and then I got kicked off because I couldn't cook little fish named Smelt. Whatever. I don't know fucking Smelts. I'm a French Canadian kid. I grew up with pretty basic food, man. Potatoes and carrots, those are staples. I ate a parsnip for the first time like 5 years ago. I thought potatoes and carrots had hooked up. With sweet potato being its more popular yet less attractive root vegetable sibling. My grandmother was the greatest cook ever. She's an old French Canadian lady. French Canadian food is gross. Not the modern shit you get drunk and put down your face, right? Like poutine. That's delicious. Like the shit they came up with when the French first came to Canada, and then they realized everything got frozen over and they couldn't grow vegetables, so they needed to chop the head off a pig. La tête à fromage, head cheese, way more disgusting than it sounds. So they'd boil the pig's head for like 10, 12 hours, then let it cool down, and everything had settled on top of the liquid, the brain matter, the eye goop, the fat, the marrow, the collagen. That was a delicious sandwich spread. I told my Chinese buddy about it. He went, ugh, what does that tell you? Some gross fucking food. It's funny because I've always been into cooking too. I was like 12 years old. All my buddies are athletic, They're playing hockey. They're making out with chicks. I'm making lasagna. But it's all good. You know, life's got a good way of balancing out because I see all these dudes on Facebook now and they come out to my shows. And they're all arthritic, hobbly, fucking angry dudes with bad credit and ex-wives and kids who hate their faces. And holy fuck, my lasagna is so good. I win. Friends are good. Family's annoying, though. I'm fucking dreading a couple months and then we got to go home for Christmas. It's going to be brutal. I fucking hate it so much. Still doing that comedy thing? Yes, Aunt Barb, I'm still doing that comedy thing. Are you still doing that addicted to slot machines thing? My thing's way cooler. How about we just try to exchange Tim Hortons cards without making eye contact this year? Merry Christmas. It's going to be brutal. What's great, my cousin is like the family villain. This guy's my hero. Oh, I love it. He knocked two chicks up. It happens. You're here. I have a very classy voice that said that too. But these two girls are sisters. It's the best. I can do no wrong. I can fart at Christmas dinner while blowing a bong hit into my grandmother's face, and it doesn't matter. Because he's got brusins. His kids are super related. Smart. One last stop at Christmas. Different mums, same grandparents. Gets pissed at me. How could you say these things about me on stage? How could you have lived them in real life? This is a much better question. You fucking asshole. Uncle Dad. So I was on TV cooking food, and then, of course, I dated a vegan. I know this is a Rivoli. There's probably some of you here. You're just too weak to object. Man, it's all good. I respect the choice. She was just preachy about it, man. Every time we had dinner, you don't respect animals. You don't respect animals. Like, I'm sitting there insulting them. Like, fuck, I don't respect animals. I snap one day. I'm like, I go to a European butcher. And I spend top dollar for grass-fed, hormone-free beef. I take it home. I massage it for like 10 to 20 minutes. I marinate it for a day, sometimes two. And when I get around to cooking it, it's for at least 6 to 8 hours. And you dress your dog up like an elf every Christmas. Who doesn't respect animals here, vegan? You. They're so preachy, too. Two arguments. You know we're the only animals that drink milk past infancy? No. I didn't know that. Thank you, vegan. Do you know we're also the only animals to drink the milk of another animal? No shit. Thanks, Viggs. Here's one for you, my herbivorous friend. Were you aware we're also the only animals with a social infrastructure and a healthcare system? Meat rules that way. It's weird. Fuck, we're trading in one illiterate obese moron for his twin brother, right? You see that? We got the gross Cro-Magnon man running for fucking mayor. I just want to get pictures taken next to that guy so I look handsome. All my profile pics. I want to go to Sears photo booth with Doug Ford and be like, check out how fucking handsome I am. It would be nice. All our politicians are weird looking. He just looks like he's like fucking about 2,000 or 3,000 years behind and on an evolutionary scale. Like Stephen Harper, that guy's creepy looking as fuck. He looks like the product of a husky fucking a vampire. Like, you trust that face. That was weird. Like, you're in love. You got hair. That makes sense. I got a lot of hats. I cry myself to sleep hoping that when I wake up, there'll be stem cell shampoo. It never is. It would work. Probably. Nobody wants to give me a baby to try, but I think it would work. I'm just going to go down to a maternity ward and find a lady who just shit a baby out and rub my head up and down her crotch like a roll-on deodorant. You picture that, it's on you. Gross. Girls don't admit to sleeping with me and they're trying to hurt their families. That's when that happens. I'm getting older. I'm like 34 now. I'm such a miserable 34. Everyone who's fucking under 25 bothers me. Right, it's a pretty good crowd here. It doesn't seem to be any 20-year-olds. You look pretty young, though. You're suspicious. But under 25, man, everything's been so cool your whole life, and you don't know. Make that noise all day long. Fucking unimpressed. Brutal. Life, you should be more happy. I blame your TV, too. I grew up with TV, it was good. We had a show called Danger Bay. Danger Bay, there was a single dad. He had two kids. They'd go save a dolphin, and they'd have sandwiches at the aquarium. It's a nice day. Right? Now you're the 20-year-olds. You got the TLC, their weirdo midget show. Fuck, man, I want to watch people reach for shit in the kitchen and put a mirror over the sink. That's not TV. These are real midgets. Make them do something midgety. Make them break dance or wrestle. Don't just make me watch them live. This is weird. Walking around in Atari t-shirts. Like it wasn't just a good logo. This is a shit system. Boop. 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 That's me ripping it up with Atari. Garbage. Learn to be impressed. Your life has been amazing. I'm talking to my cousin. He's 19 years old. I almost flipped my fucking lid. I was trying to relate to him. I got a new phone. I'm like, man, this thing's the coolest. It plays music and everything. He goes, yeah, it's a phone. It's supposed to play music. You little shit. It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to make phone calls. It's a phone. It's not supposed to play music. You think Alexander Graham Bell said one day we're going to be able to communicate across oceans. But if we get a busy signal, we'll rock the fuck out. No. You didn't even know what a busy signal was yet. Learn to be impressed. You know how blown away I was when my Discman came with a Velcro strap so it wouldn't skip when I walked? Thank you, Rivoli. Good night.
Ben Miner, everybody. Ben Miner, let him hear it. Yeah. Huh. You'd be surprised how often we're mistaken for sisters. If you don't laugh, that makes it real. Do you understand how awkward that is for me? Okay, that was intended as a joke. Jesus, even with the beard. Ladies and gentlemen, your next guest, dear friend of mine, one of my favorite guys to watch, please welcome the very funny Mr. Chris Locke. Let him hear it, everybody. Chris Locke, for your pleasure.
Was that a song or just horns? Did you hear that? That. That's so scary. You don't know what's going to play on that thing, do you? You just hit it. Hold on a sec. There you go. Yeah, look at this piece of shit. How you guys doing? You all right? You good? Nice. Hey. Me too. Gotta get into this. Sorry, I just ate some cheeseburgers, so I might die. It's hard. I'm getting older, and I can't even do cheeseburgers. And you know, like cheeseburgers are like cheeseburgers and beer. Forget it, man. I'm fucked. That's a 2-day vacation after that. It's hard to tell jokes, and you guys don't know what to think of me. Like you see me come up here, you don't know if I'm old or young. Like, I know, I get it now. Now I'm getting used to it. I look like one of those dads that's like, oh, if you need me, I'll just be outside painting the sailboat, you know? Then you guys look out the window and you're like, we don't have a sailboat, I'm just napping in the grass. And then you're like, do you still love this guy, Mom? You know? And she's like, I love certain things about him from the past, you know? Yeah. That's what I hold on to.
Ooh! Mountain Dew!
This mic stand, by the way, is the only person of diversity on the show tonight. You just wait. It gets whiter, skinnier, fatter, whiter, bearder, bearder, hatter, bearder, fatter. You remember that rhyme?
Whiter, bearder, fatter,
I don't know. Yeah. It's going to be great. You guys know the brass rail? You know, some of you? Some of you are sitting beside people, I get it. You're like, brass what? This guy's weird, man. It's a strip club on Yonge Street, okay? Relax, you know? And I don't go to strip clubs at all, usually. Like, I don't care what my hairline looks like, I do, okay? I usually don't. But the other day, my friend James and I were drinking beers on Yonge Street, and we were walking by there later at night, and as we're walking by the brass rail, my friend James goes, let's go in here for one more drink, you know? He talks in a high voice when he thinks he's being bad, you know what I mean? So we were like, oh, haha, imagine us in there. Yeah, so let's go in there for, ironically, right? Like being cool, hip dudes, oh, we'll go in a strip club as a joke. We'll go in ironically, right? So we went in the strip club for a lark, you know? And as we're in there, like drinking our beers, like cheersing and being like, haha, look at us drinking beers in a strip club. How gauche, you know? Like as we're thinking that, this beautiful naked lady climbs to the top of the brass rail in her routine and times it perfectly to start spinning as the DJ drops this Skrillex style bass drop. So she starts spinning and it's just like boo, ba 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 ba, and we were just like, oh shit, you know, I like this for real. Yeah, yeah, it's very good. I was at this party recently. Ooh! You know what I mean? And, parties. And, I had to use the bathroom. Shit. You know what I mean? You know? Okay, I like this crowd. You guys are really silly. I'm not. You are. But yeah, I had to use the bathroom, and someone was in there, so I had to knock on the door, right? And I hate doing that because it's the worst feeling for whoever's on either side of the door, right? Because it's the worst, like, if you're on the inside, if you're behind the door using the bathroom, it's the worst feeling because you hear the knock, and you're sitting there, and you're in your most vulnerable position ever, right? Pants around your ankles, no gun, you know what I mean? Just your privates dangling above a bowl of cold water, and now the wolf is at the door like, little pig, you know? And then I hate being the guy on the other side of the door, because then when you're the guy knocking, you're basically saying like, oh hey, when that door opens, I'm going to judge all of the smells, you know. So I hate that, and I was thinking of like, where does this neurosis come from, like with the public bathrooms? And it's totally coffee shops, right? Because when you're using a coffee shop bathroom, there's always those guys that go up to it and just like think they're the only person on the planet, right? And they just jingle jangle the door handle the whole time, like, what, I have to pee, I don't understand, I am the one, you know. And then you're just cowering there like, please, sir, you know? Yeah. And then I really remembered, like, when I was thinking about it, like, 10 years ago, something crazy happened to me. It's so embarrassing. I was using, this is where it stems from, for sure. I was using a bathroom at Timothy's Cafe. You remember, do they still have those? Timothy's? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Timothy's. You know what I mean? Yeah, I was using the bathroom like a gentleman, sitting on the toilet. Vulnerable position, no weapons, like I said. And I locked the door, I swear, okay? And one of those guys who's like the only guy on, thinks he's the only guy on the planet, went up to the door and did the jingle jangle thing with the door, right? But as he did that, the door popped wide open. And I was just sitting there like, get out of here! Yeah. And if you live in a city that's not torn apart by war, that's the worst thing that can happen to you. Yeah. Yeah. And the weird part was he got mad. He was like, oh my God, lock the door, you know? And I'm just sitting there like, I did! It's embarrassing. But the worst part was, as the door was open for those few seconds, the way the coffee shop was set up was everyone waiting to order could fucking see me sitting on the toilet. Like beautiful business women with like hair blowing in the wind, like not boyfriend material, you know? And then everyone waiting to order was like, I'll not have what he's doing, you know? Yeah. A good clapping table over here for toilet jokes. Yeah. Skinny. Isn't that crazy? So embarrassing. That's the worst. You guys are like, let's get really quiet and listen to the fridge now. Imagine I just like got hypnotized by the fridge and just was like, just like floated there like a weird horror movie. And then beers flew from the fridge into my hand. I was like, that'd be wicked. That'd be cool. My wife and I have this weird neighbor that lives below us in the basement apartment. You know. And it's weird, like, he's in his 50s. He lives by himself in a basement apartment. Only wears, like, wife beaters, gold chains, and, like, track pants. And I don't want to keep describing him because I don't want to sound mean. You know what I mean? But that's the kind of guy he is. When you try to describe him, you feel like you're being mean. There's no way around that. Like, if people don't want to describe you because they don't want to feel mean, like, it's time to put a nice shirt on. Yeah. But he's a weird kind of old school guy where he's trying to, you can tell he's nice, but he always has this weird, tough exterior for some psychological 1970s reason or whatever. He always has to be tough, but he's nice. He tries giving us gifts, right? And, like, for example, like, one Christmas he gave us a bottle of red wine, so that's nice, right? And then another time he gave me this, like, homemade meat sauce that he made in a dish. And, yeah, that one was a bit more suspect. Because I did finally, was like, okay, nothing's in the house, I'm going to eat this thing. And then halfway through eating it, it tasted like nothing I've tasted before. Like, no meat. I was like, I was kind of like, am I eating the evidence to a murder right now? And I just pictured him downstairs on the phone being like, don't worry, the idiot upstairs is eating Nunzio, you know? But that wasn't the weirdest gift. The weirdest gift was like recently this summer we were out looking at my wife's beautiful garden that she planted. And he comes out with a plastic bag full of old shorts. And he doesn't want them anymore. He just keeps trying to give them to me. Like, Chris, take this bag of old shorts. And I don't fucking want them. You know what I mean? Like, there's various reasons I don't want them. But mostly they look like they won't fit. And they're like long jean, like, Wrangler shorts from Mark's Work Warehouse. Like, what am I going to do? Put them on and then wander around a mall being like, have you seen my son? You know? Only dumb dads who lose their sons wear these shorts. Yeah. I don't want them at all. But then he's being, like, tough, you know? He's like, you don't have to be so shy when a man gives you shorts, you know? And I'm trying to add levity to the situation. You know, I'm like, okay, well, what if they don't fit? And then what do I do? And he's like, oh, well, then just keep them by the back steps of my door. And I was like, so I try to make a joke, to, like, make it not awkward. And I'm like, okay, well, what if next time someone comes over, they'll see them there, a bunch of shorts by your door. And then he just goes, hey, no one comes over without me knowing first. Yeah. I was like, that's not even what we're talking about. Why do I have to be tough all the time? So I hate that I have, like, I'm a pushover. I can't say no. I have to take this plastic bag of shorts, and I hate it. I just want to be a real man that takes the bag and throws them on the roof and be like, get your shorts. But I'm not that kind of guy, so I fucking take them like a dick. And now I have this bag of plastic short pants sitting, staring at me in my kitchen like I went out one drunken night and just robbed a band of dwarves for their pants. Like, your jeans, put them in the sack, you know? And then the next morning, I'm like, what did I do? And then a week later, I'm babysitting my niece, who's very nice, Peyton. She's so cute. She's 6 years old, precocious, you know, classic. And we're sitting in the backyard coloring, and you know, she doesn't know him at all, and he comes around the corner, and just brazenly, she just waves at him like, "Hey, Coolio," and she calls him Coolio, and that's not his name, you know, and he's just like, "Ha, cute kid," and then goes into his house, and then I'm like, she's right, I shouldn't be afraid of this man, you know, and I just wanted to give her the bag of shorts and be like, "Here, go give these to Coolio." All right, thanks so much, guys, enjoy the rest of the show. Have a good night. Thank you.
The Alt.Comedy Lounge happens every Monday night at 9 p.m. at the Rivoli in downtown Toronto. For information on upcoming shows, visit alt.comedylounge.com or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Catch you next time.